So given this result, we met with other members of the Breast Intergroup, including ECOG, CLGB, NCI Canada, and North Central Cancer Treatment Group. And we agreed among ourselves on a design that we would like to pursue. That design basically involves retention of the continuous AC plus G program as a control, a new control arm for the administration of AC. And the question now would revolve around what is done during the paclitaxel treatment phase. One thing that we all felt pretty strongly about was that we should now ask a question involving the administration of an anti-angiogenic targeted drug. So we would like to test the value of weekly paclitaxel itself, as you know, thought to be anti-angiogenic, plus or minus bevacizumab. And the rationale for that, of course, comes not only from preclinical studies, but from Kathy Miller's trial, ECOG 2100, which clearly shows an advantage in the setting of advanced disease for patients receiving weekly paclitaxel plus bevacizumab versus weekly paclitaxel alone. That was one question we wanted to ask. A second question that the SWOG investigators thought was a good one, and the others agreed to but with less enthusiasm, was asking whether so-called nab-paclitaxel or Abraxane is better than standard paclitaxel. So we were going to propose a 2x2 design in which one question involved the use of bevacizumab, yes, no. The other question involved which taxane to be employed. Suffice it to say that this was not met with enthusiasm by our colleagues at CTEP, and they asked us to come up with alternative plans. We're hoping to iron out some kind of agreement about the design of a follow-on study. We're in a situation where we knew as of last December that we had a positive trial with 0012. We knew as of the end of May, in a public setting, that that was a positive trial. It is now October, and of course, time is going by, and we've not yet been able to come to an agreement on the design of the follow-on study. So this is perhaps a very long way of answering your initial question, but I think it gives you an idea, and I know you already had this idea, you knew about this, of how difficult it is even in circumstances where there appears to be a clearly positive lead to drive design of a new study, how difficult it is to bring all the important parties together to agree on study design.